What we're going to do today is create a promo for BCT. And what this will show you how to do is, one, set up an input source with GoldWave. We're going to use the mic in this case, and we'll adjust its volume, go through all that. Then next, we'll record a voice track, and then we'll edit the voice track if needed. Maybe put a couple of effects in. Then, after that, we'll mix in a background music track, and that will complete today's podcast. I'll go over a little bit about the start and finish markers for editing. A couple people were asking about that. Basically, how to set it for finer movement. And I will go over that here a little bit once we record our voice track. Okay, I have GoldWave up and ready. So we're going to create a new file.
Alt F menu, file menu, new dot dot dot, control plus N to move, enter, leaving menus, new sound dialogue, quality and duration, number of channels, colon, combo box, two left parent, stereo right parent, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
And we're just going to take our defaults that we have set here.
Enter, GoldWave, the open file is untitled 1.
Okay, so we have a file open. And the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to go into F11, which is the control options.
Control properties, play tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
And we're going to go
record tab, volume tab, visual tab, device tab.
To our device tab.
Tab, playback device, colon, combo box, 2, SD Audigy 2 audio, left bracket, 7400, right bracket, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
And what we want to do here is we want to change our recording properties. We're going to leave the playback properties where they are.
Tab, playback quality, colon, combo box, TCM 16-bit, to change the selection. Tab, playback pre-buffer slash latency, left pair, tab, edit, 0.7, tab, playback alternative, tab, record device, colon, combo box, 5. At 5370, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and this is where we want to be, at our recording properties. This is where you change your device. Right now, mine is set to my microphone. What it typically will be set to, I believe, is
1. Primary sound capture driver.
Primary sound capture driver. And you can change this by using your up and down arrow keys.
2. SD Audigy 2 audio, left bracket, 7400, right bracket. 3. Modem number 0, line record, left. 4. Realtek AC 97 audio. 5. At 5370.
And typically, if you're just using a Sound Blaster or whatever, you'll just go to that device and select it. I have multiple sound devices here, and I have a USB microphone. So, since I have a USB microphone, I have to select it specifically. So that's what I'm doing.
5. At 5370. Tab, record quality, colon, combo box, TCM 16-bit, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
You can leave this alone.
Tab, average radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Okay, what this selection does is if you're using a mono input source, you can select how GoldWave handles it.
Right channel, left channel radio button checked, 3 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I believe it defaults to left channel. And if you leave it like this and record onto a 2-channel recording, you'll record onto the left channel. You can change this.
Right channel radio button checked, 2 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
To right.
Average radio button checked 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Or average, and this is where I leave it, and this will put your recording on both channels. And if you're using a stereo source, you don't even have to worry about this.
Tab, joystick control, colon, combo box, none, touch tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, cancel button to tab, help button to act tab, device tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We're going to go back up to our tabs, then we're going to go to the volume tab.
Visual tab. Volume tab.
Okay.
Tab, volume, device, colon, combo box, act 5370, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Again, here you'll have a box where you can change which item you want to change your volume for. You'll need to select the appropriate device, which most likely will be your sound card. In this instance, I have it set to my microphone.
Tab, master control, colon, edit 100, type of text.
Here's where you set your volume. I have mine set to 100, which is maximum. You may want to set yours closer to 70 or 80, depending on how your microphone performs. Mine's a little quiet, so I turn it up.
Tab, mute all checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
Make sure you're not muting anything here.
Tab, microphone edit 0, type of text.
Don't need to mess with this.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And, okay, we're back to okay. If you have any problems here, and I have had problems setting my volume in the past where GoldWave just doesn't seem to pay any attention to it, you can go into your system volume controls in Control Panel under Sound and Audio Devices, and you can manually set volumes there for recording. I've had to do this a couple of times. You may or may not. But if you have any problems setting a volume here, you may want to try that. I'm going to go back up to the tabs.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, help button to add tab, volume tab, just record tab.
I'm going to go into the record tab here.
Tab, recording options, monitor input checkbox not checked, to check press tab, recording options, control key safety checkbox tab, recording options, set finish marker at stop check tab, recording options, show settings window checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
This option here, show the settings control window.
Show settings window checkbox not checked.
It defaults.
Recording options, set finish marker at stop checkbox. Recording options, show settings window checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
It defaults to checked. What will happen is when you start recording, this source box will come up and it will sit there for several seconds waiting for you to select a source. And I don't like that. So I've
show settings window checkbox not checked.
Unchecked mine, so it doesn't do that. So when I start recording, basically I can start recording several seconds sooner instead of waiting, and then having to edit that all out. So you can check that if you want, or you can uncheck it. Either way, whichever you prefer.
Tab, recording options, fill tab, delayed recording timer check tab, delayed recording level tab, record mode unbounded tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar. Space, GoldWave, the open file is untitled 1.
Okay, we're back out to our main window. And what I'm going to do here is use my microphone and record a short little voice track. Again, to record with GoldWave, we use the Control F9 key. To stop, we use the Control F8 key. And to pause recording, we use the Control F7 key. Okay, so let's try this.
Start the recording.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.bct.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Stop recording.
Okay, I've stopped my recording. And I'm not very good at making promos, but hey, you know, this is just a fictitious little thing, so it doesn't really matter. Let's play it back and see how it did. And to do this, you either press your spacebar or your F4 key.
Play green button.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.bct.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Okay, well, that didn't come out too bad, I guess, so I guess we'll run with this. Again, forgive me, I'm not the best speaker in the world, but hey, this is just for fun. What I did purposely on this is I said the web address wrong, so we could do a little bit of editing. What I'm going to do first is we need to clear out the silence here at the beginning and the end of the file. And we're going to use our markers to do this. I'm going to use the right bracket key. I'm going to start playing again from the start by pressing F4. And as soon as I get to just about where I'm going to start speaking, I'm going to press the right bracket key.
Play green button. The finish marker is set at 2.635 seconds.
Okay, and I've set up a couple seconds here. And I want to get rid of this. Let's check our status.
The open file is untitled 1. The file format is WAV PCM signed 16-bit 44100 HZ 1411 kbps stereo. The active control is stopped. The total playing time is 43.580 seconds. The elapsed time is 0.0. The start marker is set at 0 seconds. The finish marker is set at 2.635 seconds. The selected duration is 2.635 seconds.
And we have selected 2.6 seconds to delete. And all we have to do at this point is press our delete key.
Deleted selected sound.
Okay, and then after that, you need to press your Control A key.
The total playing time is 40.945 seconds. Selected.
To make sure your start and finish markers are all the ways back out to the extremes, the start and the end of the file. Okay, now I want to mess with the end of it, so what I'm going to do now is press my F5 key to rewind. And since I'm setting here at the beginning, it will start rewinding at the end of the file.
Rewind.
Okay, and then I want to press F4 to play.
Scotch and chocolate. Come on over and visit us. Remember,
the start marker
that's
is set at 32.834 seconds.
On the web.
The start marker is set at 37.537 seconds.
Okay, and what I did there is, as soon as I finished talking, I pressed my left bracket key to set my start marker. Didn't need to use the right bracket key because my finish marker is already at the end of the file. Let's check our status here again.
The open file is untitled 1. The file format is WAV PCM signed 16-bit 44100HZ 1411kbps stereo. The active control is play. The total playing time is 40.945 seconds. The elapsed time is 40.9. The start marker is set at 37.537 seconds. The finish marker is set at 40.945 seconds. The selected duration is 3.408 seconds.
We have 3.4 seconds selected. And remember, you can do this. In JAWS, you press your insert page down keys to read the status line. Can't remember what we do in Window Eyes for sure. Sorry about that. I don't have that down yet. Excuse me. You can also use your script keys if you're running the scripts. And you can do, let's see, Alt. Shift.
The active control is stop.
That's Alt Shift A.
The start marker is set at 37.537 seconds.
There's Alt Shift S.
The selected duration is 3.408 seconds.
That's Alt Shift D.
The finish marker is set at 40.945 seconds.
That's Alt Shift F.
The total playing time is 40.945 seconds.
And that's Alt-Shift-T. So if you don't want to listen to the whole status and you get used to using the script keys, you can find things a lot quicker. Okay, what we want to do here again is just press our delete key.
Deleted selected sound.
Yeah, we deleted that section. Excuse me. We want to press our Control A keys again.
The total playing time is 37.537 seconds. Selected.
Yeah, we've chopped about 8 seconds off of this. So let's play it again. And see what we got.
Play green button.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.bct.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Okay, not too bad. But, like I said, we need to go in and correct the mistake that was made on the web address. Excuse me. Boy, my throat's really dry this morning. So I'm going to start playing this again. And what I'm going to do is, once I get in the area I want to change, I'm going to hit my F7 key to pause it.
Play green button.
Hey. Come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing
pause playback.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. Maybe a little further. So I can hit F7 again.
Pause playback.
There we go. We're pretty close there. Now I'm going to show you how. We're going to set a marker here, I guess, first thing. So I'm going to hit my left bracket.
The start marker is set at 11.284 seconds.
And let me hit F4 to play again.
Play green button.
BCT.com.
The finish marker is set at 37.537 seconds.
Ooh, okay, let's see what our duration is there. I'm not sure that worked right. So Alt-Shift... D.
The selected duration is 2.778 seconds.
Okay, it worked just fine. And let's play this and see if we're in the ballpark. I'm going to press F4.
Play green button.
BCT.com.
Play green button.
BCT.com.
Now, while you're editing, if you need the labels turned off, you notice how when I hit F4, it says play using green button. Let's see here. I believe it's Alt Shift
labels off.
L. And that will toggle the labels off. There's also a Alt Shift
markers off.
M that toggles markers on and off. We're going to turn those back on.
Markers on.
And there's also a Alt Shift 5.
Progress off. Progress on.
And that toggles the progress. Okay. Let's play this again.
ABCT.com. ABCT.com. ABCT.com.
Okay.
ABCT.com. ABCT.com.
Yeah, we're real close, but on the left, it still sounds a little funny. So we're going to move our markers a bit. Excuse me again. If you press Alt-V.
Alt-V, menu, view menu, Alt-Shift plus A to move through items, press up or down arrow A.
To go into the view menu.
Specify dot 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 shift selection preset previous, zoom and shift plus up, zoom out, shift plus down, O. Zoom 10:1, shift plus 0, 0.
These are our zoom functions for working with the markers.
Zoom 1:1, shift plus 1, 1. 1 second, shift plus 2, E.
Now, these times are not very accurate.
10 seconds, shift plus 3, C.
Matter of fact, they're not on a file this, or on a selection this size, they're not even anywhere in the ballpark.
1 minute, shift plus 4, M.
All you need to remember is the smaller the interval.
10 seconds, shift plus 3, 1 second, shift plus 2, E.
You pick here. The finer the control is going to be on the markers, the less they'll move when we move them around. And in this case, we want to set it right here to the minimum setting.
Enter, leaving menus. The open file is untitled 1.
And to move the markers, we use Control. And the right and left cursor keys for the left bracket or the start marker, and to manipulate the right bracket or the finish marker, we use Control Shift and the left right arrow keys. So basically all I want to mess with here is the start marker. So I'm going to hold Control and hit my left arrow.
Untitled 1.
ABCT.com.
Untitled 1. Untitled 1.
Oh, that's nice. What in the world is that doing? Ooh, that's interesting.
Alt space, menu, system menu, restore, close, C, maximize, X, enter, leaving menus. The open file is untitled 1.
Try this again.
Untitled 1.
What am I doing wrong?
The finish marker is set at 14.052 seconds. The finish marker is set at 14.062 seconds. The start marker is set at 11.274 seconds.
Oh, I told you wrong. Dumb me. To manipulate the start marker, you hold down the shift key and the left and right cursors. To manipulate the finish marker, or the right bracket key, you do a Control Shift, left and right cursor.
The start marker is set at 11.264 seconds. The start marker is set at 11.274 seconds. The start marker is set at 11.264 seconds.
We're moving in about a 100th of a second here with our markers. So, as you can tell, that's plenty fine. We probably didn't even need to go anywhere near that small.
The start marker is set at 11.254 seconds. The start marker is set at 11.244 seconds.
And we probably could have set the next interval up on the view. Let's play this and see what we have.
ABCT, ABCT.com.
Okay, I still hear that little click there in the beginning, so I need to do a shift and a right arrow a couple times.
The start marker is set at 11. The start marker is set at 11.264. The start marker is set at 11.274 seconds.
BCT.com.
The start marker is set at
BCT.com. BCT.com.
Okay, that sounds good. So we didn't have to do too much there. I just used my shift and right arrow a few times to move the start marker ahead a little bit. And you would do the same thing on the finish marker by doing control shift and the left right cursors.
The finish marker is set at 14.032 seconds. The finish marker is set at 14.062 seconds.
And it's moving by about a hundredth of a second. And that's pretty low. We could have went into the view and instead of choosing the 1 second, we could have choose the 10 seconds, and it probably in this case would have moved by about a tenth of a second. So, like I said, what it tells you isn't accurate. You just have to try it and see what you get. And I really wish they would fix that. That would be nice. Let's play this one last time.
BCT.com.
Where's my start marker set?
The start marker is set at 11.334 seconds.
11.334. We may need to remember that. I'm going to delete this out.
Deleted selected sound.
Let me see where my start marker is again.
The active control is stopped. The start marker is set at 11.334 seconds.
Oh, good. It's set exactly where we want. Now, since my marker is right where I want to be, I can simply do the control F9 to record and correct our little problem here. So I'm going to do that. BlindCoolTech.com. Okay, and I'm going to turn my labels back on now, too, by doing a shift, Alt-Shift-L. Alt-Shift-L. Let me set my markers back out with a Control-A.
The total playing time is 40.119 seconds.
And let's play this again and see what we have.
Play green button.
Hey! Come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to...
Okay, interesting. We have a little bit of a
about blindness,
gap cool there.
Tech things, and sometimes even scotch. And
stop playback. Play green button.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT.
So we're going to edit this out.
You can get there by typing www.
The start marker is set at 11. The finish marker is set at 13.073 seconds.
And I just used my left and right bracket keys to set some markers. Let's see what we have.
Play green button.
And it looks like I got that pretty good. So let's hit our delete key.
Deleted selected sound.
Do a control A.
The total playing time is 38.603 seconds. Selected.
And let's play it again.
Play green button.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com. on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Okay, so As you can tell, we've corrected our address, and everything sounds pretty good now. So that step is finished. What I'm going to do here is we're going to save our recording.
Alt F menu, file menu, new dot, open dot, close, and information dot dot dot, save control plus SS. Enter, leaving menus, save sound as dialog, file name colon, edit combo, zero items, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N. Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, at underline, A, the underline, A, underline, fretless, one dot, log, backslash. Folder view, list view, not selected, audio, 1 of 13.
Changing my folder here.
Tab, file name, colon, edit combo, zero items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N.
We're just going to call this, test.
E-E-S-T. Tab, save as type, colon, combo box, slave left parent, star, dot, law, right parent, 1 of 17. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus T.
Excuse me. And we're going to save it as a wave. While you're working on your files, you generally want to save them as uncompressed wave files. That way you can keep manipulating everything until you get everything just the way you want it. Then you can save it out as an MP3 or whatever compressed format you want. But while you're working in it, it is best to save it as a WAV file. That way you don't get any distortion or artifacts or anything while you keep editing it.
Tab, save button to activate, press space, enter, gold wave, the open file is test.wav.
Okay. So, we have that now, we have it saved. And, I don't know, let's just put a little effect in it while we're at it. So let's play it. I'm going to put an effect, I think I'll put a little bit of echo in here at the end where we say, Blind Cool Tech.
Play green button.
So I'm going to play.
Hey! Come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind
the
Cool
mark
Tech.
The set at 35.095 seconds.
Okay.
Blind Cool button. Tech on the web.
And I'm going to adjust my start marker back a little, so I'm going to do a shift left arrow.
The start marker is set at 35. The start marker is set at 35.
Blind
green button.
Cool Tech. On the web.
The start marker is set at 3rd
Blind
green button.
Cool Tech. On the web.
Okay. And let's see. We've got...
The selected duration is 3.608
seconds. 3.6 seconds. So let's put an echo on this.
Menu bar. File. Map. Edit. E. Effect. C.
Go to our effect menu.
Menu. Effect menu. Doppler. Dot. Dot. Dynamics. Dot. Dot. Echo. Dot. 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 E.
Go into echo.
Enter, leaving menus, Alt plus T, echo dialog, presets, preset 5-1 second echoes, computer stutter, default, heavy robotic, reverb, robotic, robotic feedback, short stereo echoes, stereo reverb.
Excuse me. Yeah, let's see what this sounds like.
Tab, presets, add tab, presets, remove, press tab. Tab, preview button to activate, press space bar. Space.
Blind Cool Tech. On the web.
Yeah, what the heck. We'll take that.
Enter, gold wave. The open file is test.wav.
Okay, we're back out. I'm going to do a control A.
The total playing time is 38.603 seconds.
And let's play it again.
Play green button.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
And there you have it. So we have a little bit of a echo effect there at the end, just for good measure. And I'm going to save this again.
Alt F menu, S leaving menus, the open file is test.log.
Okay, now we're ready to... You could also, if you wanted to, on your voice track, you could maximize your volume if you needed to. If your volume was a little low, you could go into the effects and into the volume and do a maximize. But I don't think we need to do that here. So let's bring in a new file.
Alt F menu file met open dot 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 control.
I'm going to open a file.
Enter leaving menus open sound die flash shift at all underline folks dot lav. Intro 2 dot lav. End teletype dot lav. SH underline swell chords underline. SH underline 128 drum loop 1 dot lav. SH underline 125 live DR loop 3 dot lav. SH underline 125 live DR loop 3 long dot lav. SH underline 125 live enter gold wave. The open file is SH underline 125 live DR loop 3 dot lav.
And let's see what our duration is on this.
The selected duration is 3.840 seconds.
And it's pretty short.
Play green button.
Yeah, I guess we can use that.
Play green button.
Okay, first thing we want to do is we want to drop its volume, so let's go into the effects menu.
Navigate, press edit, E, effect, C. Menu, reset, playback, volume, submenu, view, enter, change volume, dot, 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 C. Fade, dot, 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 fade out, dot, dot, match volume, dot, dot, maximize volume, shape volume, dot, 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 S, maximize volume, dot, 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 M.
Let's see.
Fade, dot, change volume, dot, 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 C.
I think we need to do a change.
Enter, leaving menus, change volume, 150, minus 3 dB, 75%, default, half.
And let's do a half here.
Tab, presets, tab, presets, tab, tab, preview button to activate, press space.
There.
Enter, gold wave, the open file is sh underline 125 live dr loop 3.log.
And we need to obviously make this quite a bit longer. So,
the open file is test.log.
I did a control tab to go up to my other file. And let's see what its duration is.
The selected duration is 38.603 seconds. The selected duration is 38.603
seconds. 38.6
seconds. The open file is sh underline 125 live dr loop 3.log. The selected duration is 3.840 seconds.
So we're going to have to make this quite a bit bigger. Since it's a loop sound, and it just loops over and over and over, I can just simply cut and paste. So I'm going to do a Control-A.
The total playing time is 3.840 seconds.
I'm going to do a Control-C to copy it.
Copied selected sound to clipboard.
Going to go up to Edit.
Alt-D, menu, edit menu, redo, cut, copy, to paste, Control-V, paste at submenu, S.
And I'm going to use the paste at... submenu.
Beginning control, finish marker, control plus F, F.
And I want to tell it to go at the finish.
Enter, leaving menus. The open file is sh underline 125. The total playing time is 7.680 seconds. Selected.
Now we have 7.6 seconds. And I'm going to copy that all.
Copy selected sound to clipboard.
Do an edit.
Edit menu. Undo, paste, control plus Z. To move through items, press up, redo, copy, paste at submenu. Beginning, finish marker, control plus F.
Paste it at the end.
Enter, leaving menus. The total playing time is 15.360 seconds. Selected.
Okay, now we have 15 seconds. This is going to be a bit cumbersome here. We need about 3 of these. So we're going to leave it like this. We're going to select all of it by doing a Control-A.
The total playing time is 15.
We're going to copy it.
Copied selected sound to clipboard.
By doing the Control-C. We're going to do a Control-Tab.
The open file is test.log.
To come back up here. Oh, I can't do that either, can I? Crap. Oh, I know what I'll do.
The open file is sh underline 125
line. Control tab, go back down here. I'm going to paste this.
Sound pasted at start marker locate.
Oops, that's not exactly what I wanted to do. See what happens when you just do a control V? It copies it at the start marker. But that's going to be okay. Replay this just to make sure.
The total play space.
Yeah, it's fine.
Stop playback.
Let's see. Let us check our duration.
The selected duration is 30.720 seconds.
Okay. Now we got 30. Problem is, I'm going to do this one more time, but it's going to be like 60 seconds. So, copy.
Copy selected sound to clipboard.
And go up to edit.
Copy the dot paste control paste that sub beginning finish marker control plus FF. Enter. Leaving menus. The open file. The total playing time is 1 minute 01.44 seconds.
Selected. That's a little long, but I guess we'll work with it. Gonna select all of it. Control A.
The total playing time is 1 minute 01 point.
Gonna copy it.
Copy,
control C.
Sound to clipboard.
Gonna go up to our other file. Control tab.
The open file is test.wav.
We're going to go up to edit.
Alt D, menu, edit menu, and redo control, cut control, copy control, copy the dot, paste control, paste that sub, paste new, mix dot, control, plus M.
And we're going to go to mix.
Enter, leaving menus, time where mix will begin, colon, edit, 0 o'clock, point, 0000, mix dialog, time where mix will begin, colon, edit, 0 o'clock, point, 0000.
We're going to mix it right at the beginning, so we don't need to change that.
Tab, preview button to activate, press space bar.
Let's get a preview and see what we have here.
Space.
Hey, come on over and visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Okay, that's good.
Tap, stop button to tap. Tap, volume left there, DB right there, tap, OK button to activate, enter, gold wave, the open file is test.wav.
Okay, now we need to go trim the end off. So let's play it again.
Play green button.
This is our actual file now.
And visit Larry and Jake at BCT on the web. You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
The start marker is set at 40.295 seconds.
Okay, we set our marker. Stop that. Check our duration.
The selected duration is 21.145 seconds.
Delete this out by hitting delete.
Deleted selected sound. The total playing time is 40.295 seconds. Selected.
Okay, let's play this one last time, and this should be our finished result.
Play green button.
Hey, come on over. Is it Larry and Jake at CT on the web? You can get there by typing www.blindcooltech.com on a computer near you. So if you want to meet some new people, listen to some great podcasts about blindness, cool stuff, tech things, and sometimes even scotch and chocolate, come on over and visit us. Remember, that's Blind Cool Tech on the web.
Okay. So, I think we're done. And now we have our little promo. And we can save that out.
Alt F menu, file S, leaving menus. The open file is test.lav.
Okay. And we can go to our other file.
The open file is sh_125live.drloop3.lav.
Now, here's another suggestion, and I didn't really do this quite the right way, but when you're manipulating a file and you want to make sure you don't mess up the original file like I potentially could here on this loop that was 3 seconds and now it's 60, if I'm not careful, I'll put this new file out. And I don't want to do that. What you should do is when you bring something in and you want to edit it to make a new file, you should always copy it to the clipboard and paste it into its own new file and work on that. That way you don't mess up the original. I'm going to close this.
Alt F, messy, leaving menus, confirm dialog, quote sh underline 125 live dr loop 3.lav, quote has been modified. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button to activate.
And
press spacebar.
I definitely don't, so I do a no.
And gold wave, the open file is test.lav.
And that way, you know, you make sure you don't mess up a file, you know, that you don't want to mess up. And I've done that a couple of times, so you probably want to be careful and do that, not edit the actual original file itself. You know, copy it and do it that way. Okay, that about covers everything I want to cover here on part three. You should now have a grasp on recording with different sources. You could record from the line in if you wanted, and record from the radio or from a CD or whatever, a tape, and then you could bring it in and edit it, do whatever you want with it. You should now have a grasp on mixing and should be able to use the start and finish markers to do editing and deleting. Should be able to work with effects and all that good stuff. So I think we're about done. That wraps it up.